Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 69. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 29. Tonight, partly cloudy. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 72. Bright sunshine and dry Thursday and Friday, mid-60s. Thursday, upper 60s by Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 65 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, Max Dutton. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. Today, Salina voters decide whether to overturn a ban on pit bulls in the city. It's been in place since 2004 after a dog attacked a child. Today's election is mail only, and ballots are due by noon. Kansas lawmakers seeking federal aid to help farmers and ranchers impacted by last week's wildfires. Lawmakers sent a letter to Ag Secretary Brooke Hollins asking for assistance from the federal government. Today, Seward County Commissioners will appoint a temporary county fire chief and emergency management director. This comes after fire chief and emergency management director Andrew Barkley turned in his resignation on Monday. His last day on the job will be next Friday. In Wichita, Max Dutton, 12 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle or forget extra diapers and never give in to a meltdown. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face, never let them have too much screen time, and never bribe them for just one more bite. You say you'd never let them out in public without their hair brushed. Never, ever become a minivan mom. And you'd never give them your phone for a quiet dinner.
Calling boss work phone.
So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, no, it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Norton Blue Jays complete their regional performance of wrestling at the Norton Community High School Saturday. They came in second behind Hoxie with 135 points. Coach Brockelman said he could not be more proud of the team's performance at regionals, calling the second place team finish a tremendous accomplishment and a reflection of the hard work put in throughout the season. He said the wrestlers competed with toughness, focus, and heart. Several athletes delivered standout individual performances. Caleb Keyswetter captured a 113-pound regional championship, competing with confidence throughout the tournament. Jayden Weigel also earned a championship title at 144 pounds, showing consistency and determination from start to finish. Weston Green at 126 pounds and Derek Clydesdale at 132 pounds both secured runner-up finishes, battling their way to the finals with grit. Max Carter at 120 pounds and Luke Clydesdale at 150 pounds each placed third, contributing key team points in critical moments. While not every wrestler advanced, the coach emphasized that each competitor gave maximum effort. He said success is not measured solely by medals, but by growth, effort, and the way the athletes support one another, qualities the team has demonstrated all season. He also expressed appreciation for the community and its support in hosting the event, noting that tournaments require the dedication of volunteers and workers behind the scenes. He said the program is grateful for the continued backing of the community. More than 1,100 students completed degree requirements from Kansas State University in the fall of 2025. The university awarded approximately 800 bachelor degrees, 250 master's degrees, and 50 doctorates. Several students earned multiple degrees. For outstanding academic performance, more than 681 students earned graduation honors. Of those, 262 students graduated summa cum laude and a GPA of 3.95 or above, while 238 48 students graduated magna cum laude with a grade point average of 3.85 to 3.949, followed by 181 students graduating cum laude with a GPA of 3.75 to 3.849. A full list of graduating students listed by county or state and hometown is available at kstate.edu. Those from the nearby communities were Brody McDowell, Bachelor of Science, magna cum laude, and Katie Vasquez, Bachelor of Science, from Hill City. From Oberlin, Erin Rose May, a Master of Public Health. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall joined Newsmax Wake Up America to discuss the Democrat shutdown, the SAVE Act, the Supreme Court's disappointing tariff decision, and how the State of the Union can highlight the ways President Trump has improved American lives this year. Marshall explained that reaching a deal to end the current partial government shutdown depends on negotiations with the White House and acknowledged that Democrats and Republicans are far apart on key issues. The standoff centers on immigration policy and funding for the Department of Homeland Security, with Transportation Security Administration workers facing the possibility of missing paychecks if a funding agreement isn't reached before early March. In the upcoming State of the Union address, Marshall described it as a chance for the president to highlight accomplishments from the past year and outline goals for the year ahead. They noted improvements in public safety, border security, military operations abroad, and economic indicators such as rising real wages and declining energy costs. Reacting to the Supreme Court's recent ruling on tariffs, they expressed disappointment but emphasized continued use of tariff authority to support trade negotiations and bring manufacturing jobs back to the United States. They also pointed to recent trade agreements with key partners as positive outcomes linked to tariff leverage. Addressing the proposed SAVE Act aimed at ensuring election security, the lawmaker said a majority of Americans support secure elections but acknowledged that changes to Senate filibuster rules have yet to secure enough Republican support. They indicated both the president and members of their party are focused on advancing election integrity measures in the current session. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
Fort Hays Tech Northwest will host a ribbon cutting and dedication ceremony on Friday, February 27th at 1 p.m. Mountain Time to celebrate the official opening of Shears Family Center for Innovation and Design and the Tiny Tigers. The event will take place in Goodland and is open to the public. Community members, donors, partners, and supporters are invited to attend and help mark this important milestone for the college. The ceremony will honor the Shears family for their generosity and lasting impact on Fort Hays Tech Northwest. The Shears Family Center for Innovation and Design represents a significant investment in hands-on learning, creativity, workforce preparation, providing students with modern spaces designed to support collaboration, innovation, and technical excellence. Ben Shears, FHSU Vice President for Economic and Workforce Development and former president of Fort Hays Tech Northwest, said the college has played a foundational role in his family. Shears said Fort Hays Tech Northwest has played a foundational role in his family's, noting that all five of their children graduated from the college. His wife, Rachel, teaches math there, and he is a former employee. He said their entire family is humbled by the recognition and expressed their appreciation for the tech, adding that they are excited to see the new child care center making a positive impact. The opening of the Tiny Tigers child care facility further strengthens the college's commitment to student success and community support. The facility will serve as a learning environment for students in the child care specialist program while also providing high-quality child care services for families in the region. President Dr. Corey Isbell said the project demonstrates the college's commitment to removing barriers, expanding opportunities, and creating spaces that support both educational goals and community needs. He also expressed gratitude to the Shears family and everyone who contributed to bringing the vision to life. The ribbon cutting and dedication ceremony will include remarks, a formal ribbon cutting, and opportunities for attendees to tour the new facility. For more information about the event for Fort Hays Tech Northwest, visit fhnw.edu. Members of Congress are recognizing February 21st through the 28th as National FFA Week. U.S. Representatives Tracy Mann of Kansas and Jimmy Panetta of California, co-chairs of the Congressional FFA Caucus, led 58 colleagues in introducing the resolution in the House. Companion legislation was introduced in the Senate by Senators Todd Young of Indiana and Chris Coons of Delaware. Lawmakers say the week highlights the impact of the National FFA organization in developing the next generation of leaders in agriculture, food production, and rural communities. More than 1 million FFA members across the country are participating in service projects, leadership activities, and educational events during the week. Members of Congress from states including Kansas, Nebraska, Montana, Alabama, Illinois, California, Washington, and Wyoming, and others emphasize the organization's role in preparing young people for careers in farming, ranching, science, and agribusiness. Several lawmakers who are former FFA members say the program helped shape their leadership skills and commitment to agriculture. The National FFA organization, founded in 1928, now includes more than 1 million student members and over 9,400 local chapters nationwide. The Congressional FFA Caucus, launched in 2021, works to strengthen the connection between Congress and agricultural education programs across the country. National FFA Week serves as the celebration of student leadership and the future of American agriculture. I'm Joanna. Your KQ&K News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. The Ag Carbon Transparent Project, announced last summer by the National Corn Growers Association and Ag Data Transport, today released its transparency principles for ag carbon with growing industry support as the group works to bring clarity to farmers interested in carbon programs. Farmers, industry leaders, and carbon program experts collaborated to develop a set of transparency principles and a program contract verification process to agricultural carbon programs designed to bring clarity, comparability, and trust to a complex and rapidly evolving market. NCGA Vice President of Sustainable Production and Value Chain Engagement, Sean Adams, said collaborating with Ag Data Transport and a broad cross-section of industry partners has been critical to building ag carbon transport in a way that is practical, credible, and farmer-focused. Adams went on to say that they are delighted that the industry leaders are stepping forward to support these principles, indicating the commitment to transparency. Based on the unified set of transparency principles and a third-party contract verification process, Ag Carbon Transport will help farmers understand what they are signing, what assets are being created and sold, and clearly identify permit and payment terms for future obligations, while giving carbon programs a credible way to demonstrate integrity. Farmers will also benefit from understanding the critical areas of carbon programs that require the most due diligence. In alignment with ADT's mission, the project aims to bring the same level of transparency, simplicity, and trust to carbon initiatives that ADT has successfully delivered to the agricultural data sector. And you're listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
The bitter cold of winter is tough on livestock. Valley Vet Supply can help you gain more control over cold weather impacts on your herd with these winter warm-up products. The Royal Heat Animal Warmer from Valley Vet is a small, durable heated shed for newborn calves and lambs. Replacement heaters are available too. Keep cold off and body heat in with calf blankets, available with single and double insulation. Keep your horses cozy with Comfitec horse blankets in a variety of sizes, styles, and colors. No more chopping ice on those tanks. Your animals will drink easily with submersible or floating stock tank heaters and de-icers from Valley Vet. At valleyvet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at valleyvet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Caron, the Kansas Agriculture Network. Temperatures trending well above average across all the state of Kansas for this afternoon. In fact, expecting 60s for high temperatures even into eastern portions of the state, with widespread 70s expected across the western half of Kansas. Staying dry yet for tonight statewide, but looking ahead to the day on Wednesday, we do start to pick up a slight chance for some late-day shower activity into far northwestern Kansas as a developing low-pressure system begins to push southeastward out of the Rockies. Then into your Wednesday night, the chance for light rain spreads across much of the state, kind of scattered in coverage, and not expecting a whole lot of any real soaking rains, most locations looking at less than a tenth of an inch of rainfall through Thursday morning. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, look for partial sunshine with high temperatures reaching up into the lower part of the 70s, with our winds turning to the north at 10 to 15. For north central Kansas for this afternoon, partly to mostly cloudy skies, high temperatures climbing up into the upper 60s to lower 70s. Winds turning to the north and northeast at 10 to 15. Into northeastern Kansas for this afternoon, we'll see some partial sunshine at times, high temperatures climbing up into the middle to upper 60s, with our winds turning to the west at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Into southeastern Kansas for this afternoon, partial sunshine at times, with highs looking to reach up into the middle part of the 60s, southwest winds breezy at 15 to 25. For south central Kansas, highs in the lower to middle 70s, with a mixture of clouds and sunshine, winds turning to the north at 10 to 15. For southwestern Kansas, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, with highs in the upper 70s to near 80, southeast winds at 10 to 15. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Hi, Dr. D. I saw something online about a 340B program. What is 340B?
Oh, 340B helps community hospitals and clinics stretch resources so Kansans can get health care and necessary medications close to home at no cost to taxpayers. It's been around for more than 30 years. We should encourage lawmakers to protect it. It's a lifesaver for our community.
I'm glad I asked. Thanks.
This ad is paid for by the Kansas Hospital Association.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.